Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working, helping in the coronavirus effort, whatever it is you're doing, helping to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working here on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, all the roughnecks working the oil fields, everybody making America move right along. Thank you for doing that. And you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Facebook page. Like the page, follow us in the chat room like a lot of people are doing right now. And don't forget, if you Google the Captain's America Third Watch, you'll find us just about anywhere. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is with us. Are you ready to say the pledge the second time, sir?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded in Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, China has reportedly sent a team. I'm not sure exactly what the team is, but they reportedly sent a team to North Korea with strongman Kim Jong-un's health in question.
Well, that's true, and we did hear about the possibility of this just a few nights ago, Captain, when the story first broke about whatever issue had befallen the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. And so it does appear as that they are going to be sending that team there now, and probably because they may have something else that they can offer that's not available there locally for Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, possible, and we'll just have to wait and see what the story is about that, because it's just a developing story as we speak. Now, the virus is bringing forth definitely an unprecedented power grab by the Democrats and others. The deep state is alive and well in this, and of course, we talked about Michigan. The CBO has predicted a projection of the U.S. deficits are going to grow to $3.7 trillion with this virus spending going on, because it's just spend to try to bring America back there. By the way, I heard them talking yesterday about another stimulus in the fall.
That's true. That's going to be difficult, at least as far as Leader McConnell is concerned. But he could change his tune, of course, as time goes by. But, of course, the ultimate goal is to try to get business reopened again in whatever phases that takes, in whatever structure that takes.
Well, they talked about money for the governments to bail out the states, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I see an ad in the paper yesterday for a couple of cities that are looking for people to work in their DPWs, either as mechanics or as trash pickup people or as clerks, because all these departments and agencies, they're all overwhelmed with the type of requests that they're getting, and they're they're going to need to have people to just do computer work, if you will. They're hiring people for that. And I'm thinking to myself, these other blue, and by the way, the blue states are all begging for money. There's not a blue state that's not, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
And the red states are just still clipping along. Most of them are still okay.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
But leadership.
Well, precisely. But if this drags on through the summer, all kinds of things are getting canceled. California canceled its fairs just recently now. I think as of yesterday they were canceled. And so these things aren't going to be happening. And as we get further into the summer, if they don't have the right numbers, quote unquote, then we will see maybe even the school year might be affected again in the fall. So how much longer businesses can stay closed and how much longer people can continue to not have an income, not pay their rent, not pay their mortgage, I don't know of any relief package that's going to be able to fix that at that point. It maybe may get to be too far gone. I'm not trying to be harbinger of doom, but again, the idea is that we have to find a way to live with this and get things going and be safe. It's a tall order.
Now, the Supreme Court is still working in the midst of everything that's been going on here, and yesterday they decided that they would not hear or halt Trump's public charge rule amidst the virus outbreak, and also the Department of Justice now has announced they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court the sealed Mueller documents that a judge has ordered them to release.
That's true, and the Supreme Court, I know early on they had ceased their operations as well, but then it became apparent that they were going to be able to hear arguments basically over the telephone, this kind of thing. So they should be able to take something like that up if they choose to. The other thing I think you're mentioning, they chose not to.
Yeah, and we've got our Professor Emeritus on the telephone here. I don't think he's going to have enough time to get in because we're just about ready to go to a break. So Dan, the man, I know that's you. Just hang on. We'll get to you when we come back from the break. But somebody just said something else about Charlie Schumer can spend all the money he wants to try to boost their rating, but nobody wants to boost anybody's thing when it comes to Charlie Schumer. And, of course, that was the story we talked about in the first hour, where they actually wanted to spend money, advertise on some of the news outlets, including Fox News, as to the great job the Democrats are doing in the Senate and the House.
Well, that tells us a lot, Captain. It tells us that they realize that their perception is pretty bad, and they're going to try to fix it with advertising and Madison Avenue techniques.
Yeah, well, they're trying to go with the flow. All right, and hang on, Kyle, and we'll get to Kyle and Dan DeMann, our Professor Emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, when we come back from this next break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, as we broadcast all across the country. A big shout-out to Eddie Floyd and company out there, Reno, Nevada. Hello, Las Vegas. You had yourself a big event yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in the next segment, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, again, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You can check them out by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That is a website that they gave me for our customers to go to. And the fact of the matter is that when you go over there, you'll be able to try the 3-week quick start plan for $19.95. Now, I've been on Relief Factor for 4 years. I am a customer, and it works for me, and it's worked since about the second week that I tried it back 4 years ago. And if you're suffering from any type of pain, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches or pain altogether, I'm telling you, this stuff works. It absolutely works. It's all natural, no narcotics. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. You've got a little tutorial there. You'll see Pete and Seth Talbot in a little video together telling you all about it, what's in it, and how it works. And then you can order it right there off the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start, listen to me, for $19.95. And away you go. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got Dan the Man with us, Professor Dan, the Professor Emeritus up in Lafayette, Indiana. Okay there, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard you guys talking about the economy of sorts. This is what I was briefed on this morning. Double-digit unemployment for at least the next 2 years.
10.1% today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I don't think that's real, and they're not sure of the accuracy of that.
No.
So anyway, we're now, since 1942, we are at 101% to our GDP. So now we are spending more than this country is making.
Of course.
In 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they can even make interest payments next year. And we're not done with this year yet.
China, we need to tell them to go to hell when it comes to the money we owe them. Just say, that's it, we're not paying you, you're done.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do. Mm-hmm. We also ought to take a wider brush on this we should have learned since the 70s, you cannot base trade or anything else with a communist country. You could, the democracy, the Western democracy stick together, are they going to fold individually? And that's where we're at now. We shouldn't even have gotten into trade in the 70s with a communist country. This whole thing that somehow they're going to develop into a capitalist society and democracy is going to, they're two different things.
Well, that was Nixon.
Yeah, that was the old Henry Kissinger way of doing things. All right, but anyway, that's where it's at. It looks pretty dire. That we should have never closed, never. Because this, I don't know, it's going to be a hard slog getting up off our face on this one. So that was my two cents. It's going to be a hard, this is going to be an interesting presidential election. Right. I'm hoping that Trump can pull it out.
Well, if people will pay attention to how we got in the mess to begin with and understand the facts, did you hear me talking about that bleach story?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, what I said was absolutely true. If anybody wants to take the time and go take a look at it and not buy the line that you're getting from CNN and from MSN and from MSNBC and the Washington Post and the Hill, if you don't believe those stories, which are not true, they wrote articles with a purpose to try to hurt the president, and you do the due diligence and check it and verify it, you'll find out that they were lying.
Oh, yeah, they're always lying. You know, one of your lead-ins is an ad for UU at show.
Yeah.
You know, what he says, well, the people will never take him serious as a news source. Nobody wants to take him serious as a news source. That's how he ought to look at it.
Yep.
They want to hear their own side's propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole close down, shut down, this whole, you know, David Stockman, Reagan's old
yesterday.
This,
yep.
This was the biggest fraud ever put on this country.
That's what he said.
Was this virus?
Mm-hmm.
We have a little county in Indiana, Wabash County. Nobody's ever heard of it.
I have.
They had their first.
And I'll tell you what they're famous for: the railroad and the trailers they make there, Wabash trailers.
Right. Well, we got the biggest plant in Lafayette here.
Mm-hmm.
Of theirs, yeah. You know, but he said this: the biggest. They had their first corona death. And they talked about, they had an hour-long press conference on that. Some states were shut down for 25 virus deaths. I mean, we like this masquerade party. That's the only thing I can figure. I've never seen the American people collectively have done some dumb stuff, but this is at the top of the heap. This is just pure
I said it to begin with that there was an overreaction, that the numbers didn't jibe, and I just played that thing last hour about Dr. Oz and the numbers that he was verifying because he's a numbers guy, and he was talking about how much better things were than what they were being reported and all that. I said it from the beginning. People wanted to argue with me. People wanted to tell me I didn't know what I was talking about, and I knew exactly what I was talking about.
You know, Trump likes to fire people. After Fauci came out and said, you know, next week is our Pearl Harbor week, and it didn't show up. He should have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, he overpredicted the Ebola crisis.
Kyle, chime in on this.
Well, I think what Dan's talking about is exactly right. You know, what we're seeing again is that if you were against or against in any way made the huge shutdown, then somehow you would be vilified as being heartless. You want people to die. You're going to sacrifice the old people, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's another powerful example of how a message can be put out there so forcefully. But, of course, now the proof is in the pudding, is the old thing. If we have this huge shutdown, and as Dan was saying, if we have double-digit unemployment for 2 years, that is a virtual life sentence for the United States. That's no good. But if President Trump, during this campaign, can say, look, we did it once, we'll do it again. You can't go with something else like Biden right now. You've got to let me fix this because I'm the one who can fix it, basically.
All right, well, Dan, I'm going to let you go, but I want to thank you again for some great comments. I look forward to talking to you next week.
He's got got to run against China if he's going to win re-election.
You're right.
Period. Number
You're right.
one issue.
All right. Yep. All right. Thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. And he is right about that one. And by the way, good morning to Elizabeth. Nice to see and hear from you, Elizabeth. And good morning to Alexandria. Good morning to Sue the Dispatchers. Good morning to Karen. I see she's in there. And let's see, who else we got in there? Good morning to Jason. I have no idea where he's at because he wanders. And good morning to the Suicide Jockey, Thomas the Suicide Jockey. By the way, Kyle, gasoline, 66 cents a gallon at the refinery. Diesel went down, 65 cents a gallon at the refinery, diesel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. We're still going to see some of these low prices for a little bit, but the general price of oil will rebound a little bit from where it was in the negative territory, and hopefully if they get the production cuts, then we'll see some of that rising. Yeah.
West Texas crude is at $16.94 a barrel today to start the day. It'll be that way till Monday, $16.94 a barrel. Brent crude trading at $21.44, way down from where it's been, and it's not going to jump that far because there's still a huge glut of oil on the market, and there's still nowhere to store the extra gasoline, the jet fuel, the diesel fuel. There just isn't, and these refineries are going to start shutting down.
They are, and that means more jobs. And again, this is why I can't imagine why you don't have the government, and I'm not being Pollyannish here, but the government should be more united on this.
Oh, and I got a message here a little while ago from our barge captain. You know the guy who comes back and forth with the gasoline barge from Texas and Louisiana?
Right, right.
He's been sitting for the last 2 days about 25 miles outside of the Tampa Bay area, over the horizon where you can't see him, waiting to come in because he got nowhere to put his cargo.
Wow.
That's 2 days.
Yeah, two whole days. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unthinkable. I mean, if you could try to tell somebody, here's my prediction for 2020, you would have been laughed at, obviously. But we've seen more things change, Captain, over the last 6 weeks than we could ever really imagine, how quickly things could change in America. But again, the idea is that we need to hit it head on. And if we had more unity coming from the leadership, the national leadership, you know, we hear people saying, well, there's no national plan and there's no this, and Trump's a poor leader, says Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they're just wasting time. They're literally spinning their wheels. And I don't see Nancy Pelosi working 20 hours a day on this. I don't see Chuck Schumer working 20 hours a day on this. We see President Trump working 20 hours a day on this.
One of our listeners is saying he heard that the tariffs were put on hold in the China deal with the world pandemic. Was that in the paperwork? I'm not sure. But what was in the paperwork was the word pandemic, and that is that the trade deal is off altogether. If a pandemic were happen to come along, we got a pandemic, China got what they wished for, and by the way, that trade deal can be null and void. All China's got to do is take it to court and say, that's it, we're done, and we need to do that. The hell with them people.
Yeah, how convenient.
Bring our business back. All right, Kyle, tell us how your show.
This is the KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday morning. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we will be right back. Going to take a look at our first and only military and news segment coming up on the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders.
In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. Though limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We have Bo Browning, the Vice President in charge of admissions, every Thursday on our program because we're on 6 days a week. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. They have the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay over in Clearwater. Now, the thing about the National Aviation Academy is if you want a job with long-term job security, where you're going to start out your very first year a 40-hour week making just about $60,000 a year or more, based on your God-given ability and whether or not you have the gumption to get out there and go after it like some people do. There are people that will make a six-figure salary easily, easily with a National Aviation Academy background behind it, because you'll be a certified aviation maintenance tech. All these planes that are parked right now, I heard an airport capacity the other day, one of the airports was down 97% in terms of flights. Now, where do you think those planes had to be taken to? They're all being stored at the present time, and they're all going to have to be looked at by an aviation maintenance tech and recertified to be airworthy before they can go up in the air again. It's that simple. You talk about job security, think of how many aviation maintenance techs you need to have right now, which is why the National Aviation Academy is around. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Their number, again, 800-659-2080. Take the tour at either one of their locations. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Well, 1 month after the first coronavirus cases appeared on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, the Navy has recommended the reinstatement of the commander of the aircraft carrier of the Theodore Roosevelt, Captain Crozier. Now, the Navy just finished the testing of all the roughly 4,800 sailors assigned to the aircraft carrier. Over 800 members of the crew tested positive. The captain was right when he talked about the illness that was running through his ship. That's one out of six. One out of six had the coronavirus and either had it or were walking around with it, as they call it, anti-symptomatic. So he gets reinstated. The ship is going to be late going back out of Guam, but it will be going back out on patrol with its battle group. And another case in history has been brought to an end. Now, we have another public health emergency due to COVID-19. It's been declared for several thousand of the U.S. troops spread across the Djibouti base cluster, which houses thousands of American service over in Africa. Now, Iran shouldn't be surprised either. If one of its speedboats zigzags in front of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf and ends up blown out of the water the next time they do it. Now, this is not a new rule of engagement. The Navy has had that authority from the get-go. If the commanding officer of the ship felt that they were in dire trouble and they needed to take offensive action, they could do it. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. And the top Marine, General Berger, Commandant, says the Confederate battle flag has the power to inflame feelings of division as one of his reasons for his call to exclude from our corps public displays of the battle flag carried by the Confederate Army during the Civil War. You will not see that flag prominently displayed on Marine bases anymore, as it has been in the past. And, of course, you got to remember the prime training base in the southeastern part of the United States for the Marines is in South Carolina. So we'll see how that works out. And then you've got Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. But anyway, the Defense Department has ordered expanding coronavirus testing for a select group of service members considered to be the most essential to national security. And with that could come a spike in diagnoses amongst the troops. We'll have to wait and we'll have to see. Also, there's a battle going on for the Arctic right now between the U.S. and Russia. Russia is planning to build a nuclear icebreaker. And the U.S. is countering China right now in Greenland. China and the U.S. are going at it for territory up in Greenland right now. And the Iranian rocket that carried a military satellite into space is an immediate concern for the U.S. military because of its implications for the regime's plans to develop long-range ICBM missiles This, according to the Air Force General Chief of Operations, John Hyten. We'll see where that all plays out. And back in 2016, the head of U.S. Central Command stood on the deck of the San Antonio-class amphibious transport ship New Orleans, transiting in the Strait of Hormuz, and watched several Iranian naval vessels approach. He had a comment talking about the fact that it's a good thing that we're not going to let these ships, these fast boats, do what they've been doing before. By the way, Taiwan and U.S. militaries are on heightened alert amid increased activity by China's armed forces near the island as a U.S. warship sailed through the Taiwan Strait for the second time in a month. We'll see how all that plays out, too. And I talked about the Navy's Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds slated to conduct flyovers as a thank you to the COVID-19 responders. The Navy Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds are going to be conducting a series of flyovers across the nation, across some of our nation's big cities, to honor the healthcare workers combating the COVID-19. Not necessarily an air show, but just a display of what they do. They'll be told they'll be in the area, and people can come out and watch them. It won't be at any one particular place. You just come out of your front yard or whatever and watch, especially if you're still sheltering in place, and many of you still will be, unfortunately. By the way, the Pentagon's stop movement order and the extension of it is now a hardship for many families who were planning on changing duty stations and this, that, and the other, and they can't do it because of the stop moving and nobody being able to move around or whatnot. We'll see how that all plays out. Also, with many clubs and restaurants on military bases closed and civilian establishments off limits thanks to the coronavirus, retail alcohol sales on U.S. bases has soared worldwide by over 50% through the third week of March. I'm not surprised. And a Supreme Court opinion this week banning non-unanimous verdicts in straight criminal cases leaves the military as the sole American jurisdiction that allows them. By the way, U.S. Special Operations Command could see reductions in modernization investments in the coming years as the Pentagon focuses on great power competition, and we continue to get more and more and more specialized equipment taking the place of actual combat sources. Now, you might have heard me say that China has sent a team to North Korea. What that team is for and what it's all about, it all has to do with the health of Kim Jong-un. Not sure what they're going to be doing. Not sure about the health of Kim Jong-un. The president said it may not be as bad as they think. We don't know. So I'm not speculating on that one either. All right, when we come back, we're going to take the second look at our Truckers Highway and Byway reporting. Good morning to Maria in Germany. I see you there. Snoopy's ears are up. There you go. And good morning to Elizabeth. I'll see you all in just a little bit, right after we come back from this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Mark Walters, my buddy. By the way, Armed American Radio is his program. You can hear it Sunday nights across America, various times, of course, on that program, too. This is time for the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and this one's going to be dedicated. I'm going to dedicate this to the WHO, the World Health Organization. This is right up their alley.
Thank you.
the who, and who are you? That goes out to the WHO, the World Health Organization, because we know who you are, and we don't want nothing to do with you, with the stuff you're up to. And with that jackass that's running that biochemist or whatever he is, the guy that was a terrorist, part of a group in Ethiopia that went out and just lined people up, shot them, killed them. No, thank you. Nope. That's the guy running WHO. By the way, WHO is the mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party. They've been right there. Alrighty, now, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, tornadoes, heavy rainfall, and flash flooding will continue over the lower Mississippi Valley into Saturday morning. Additional severe weather will also be possible over the Mid-South and Southern Mid-Atlantic Saturday afternoon and evening. Excessive heat will be around with triple heat high temperatures building over the desert southwest on Sunday, and they're there today, right now, I'll tell you that. Now, we just had all of the warnings and watches expire for Arkansas and Mississippi, where they had a couple of severe thunderstorms to touch down, no tornadoes that we know of anyway, in the Vicksburg, Mississippi area. Now, there is rain tonight up in the central and western part of Illinois. Springfield, you're getting rain tonight. Coming across I-80, looks like you might be getting a little bit of rain there. And then down in the southwestern corner of Missouri, Joplin and Springfield and Branson, you are getting rain tonight as well. And we've got some fog that's just developed now across the southeastern part of Pennsylvania to include Allentown, Philadelphia, over into Jersey and southern New York to include New York City, and it looks like it's up as far as Poughkeepsie. It looks like we got fog on Long Island, and then we've got some weather off the east coast of Florida tonight. That's some of that rain that's left over from yesterday that came wheeling down through the state, and it's still apparently over there affecting the east coast of Florida between Daytona and Lake Okeechobee. And out west, triple-digit temperature in a high desert from about Barstow east all the way out to Las Vegas and all the way down towards Kingman, Arizona, and down to Yuma and over around Phoenix and out across I-10 and I-8, parts of I-40, climbing up in the high desert towards Kingman, and then after that you'll cool off going up into Arizona. It'll go away, but that's some really, really hot weather, the first real hot weather, which is good for the virus. It's killing the germs and all that stuff, so there you go, as we know it does. Now, you've got rain way out west, right around, looks like, Redding, California on I-5, little short patch right there, about 20 miles coming in off the coast, and then, winds tonight, Reno south in Nevada, and Lake Tahoe south tonight with some winds. And that's what we've got to be looking at here at the moment. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilots and Flying J Truck Stops. Pilots, of course, and the Flying J Truck Stops, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You can go out there and you can definitely find what you need to have in terms of truck stops, because right now, a lot of the mom-and-pop truck stops have either shut down or they're doing very limited stuff. Well, at the Pilots and Flying J's, you can get a shower, you can do your laundry, you can get food. If they got the service centers there, you can get your truck service, oil change, tires, whatever you need to have done. If the truck washers are there, they're open too, because the guys that need to have their trailers washed out, which you do to haul certain perishable items, if you've been hauling, let's say you hauled a load of mulch and now you're going to haul a load of food of any kind, you got to wash the trailer out. We all know that. And meat haulers, of course, they have to wash their trailers out all the time. That's automatic. Has to be done before they can put another load of meat in the back of it. But your Pilot, your Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop. You see the sign, pull in there. On the third watch, tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and she's been having such a bang-up time over there. She's just, what, you're making face masks now, huh?
I have made some.
There you go.
Not right now.
I saw a face mask yesterday. Wait till you hear this. It was a black sock. I swear to God, a black sock. And the guy took duct tape, put it on the back of the sock, and he had it duct taped to the back of his head. I'm not kidding you. I know it sounds stupid, but he was happy. Nobody said a word to him.
We had members of Congress that couldn't even get theirs right.
You mean like Adam Schiff? He looked like Dubby Dork with his ears pulled out like that with the thing down underneath his chin. I mean, obviously he's worn face masks before, right? All right, well, let's get into something constructive. I want to talk about this Navy captain, Crozier. He was given his command back to the USS Theodore Roosevelt. He was pretty well vindicated because over 800 members of his crew have tested positive for coronavirus.
I don't know. The investigation, the last I read yesterday, wasn't quite complete yet, but in cadence with the investigation, it has been recommended that he give his command back. I don't think it's happened officially yet.
No, it hasn't happened officially, but his crew is very happy about it, and there were many comments that were mentioned because, of course, the crew loves the guy. I mean, they absolutely flat-out love the guy, as was witnessed when he left the ship and they gave him a standing ovation. He just kind of waved back at him. But, you know, these guys, sharp people that they are, that command these aircraft carriers and these battle groups, he couldn't get anything done, and I realize he went outside the chain of command. Technically, that's back in the old days, he would have been just drummed out of the service because that's what the old rank and file used to do to guys like that. But unfortunately, for them anyway, I think times are changing.
Well, I think there's still probably more to the whole story that we don't know yet. I
sure.
don't know surface details that keep getting recycled, but it'll be interesting to see what the final investigation reveals, and we don't know when that will be completed.
No, because the ship's not going anywhere yet, because they still got to wait for the crewman to get better before they ask, before they think about going out to sea, and that's going to be a while, that they've got people that now are having to quarantine and this, that, and the other, and see if they're going to get sick or not. Just because you tested positive doesn't mean you're going to come down with it in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, and plus we don't know what the treatments are that are going on the ship or where they are.
Nope, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, hour number 3 coming right up. And we're glad you're with us, and we're glad that you're commenting in the chat room there. It's always good. If you want to get in the chat room, just go over to the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch. Like the page, and then we'll put you in the chat room. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.